KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees until at least Monday. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.
The judge's order puts the buyout program on pause at least through Monday, canceling out tonight's deadline for applicants and at least temporarily preventing the administration from moving forward to process those who've already signed up. The White House said more than 40,000 federal workers had already agreed to take the buyout offer, which would see them placed on leave right away, but remain on the federal payroll through the end of September.
2 million workers were told to accept it by midnight or risk being fired. Multiple sources tell ABC News the entire global workforce at USAID will be reduced to fewer than 300 employees, down from roughly 14,000 prior to the Trump administration's shakeup. All but those roughly 300 are expected to be placed on leave tomorrow. Heavy rain in Northern California now being blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new television attack ad in Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race features a doctored image of a liberal candidate, a move that her campaign claims could be a violation of a recently enacted state law. The image in question is of Susan Crawford. It appeared on a new TV ad Tuesday, paid for by the campaign of her conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. In the original image, Crawford is smiling. But in the Schimmel ad, her lips are together. The new state law requires ads that have used artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. Schimmel's campaign says the image was edited, but it was not created by AI. The Green Bay Packers Give Back awards Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin a $250,000 Veterans Impact Grant. Veterans First will use the money to help build the Village of Tiny Homes for Veterans in Brown County near the VA outpatient clinic on Green Bay's east side. The project includes 4 resident transitional homes and 17 one-bedroom tiny homes. The Packers charitable organization announced the grant Monday. There are some changes coming to high school football in Wisconsin. With more, we have Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football.
The changes, which had overwhelming support from football coaches in the state, will go into effect this fall. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for 2 players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a 4th-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a 4-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday, a high into the mid 20s. Currently it's 26.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part. Just simply dial the phone, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. And my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram. You can check him out on his fine show, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And every once in a while, we get to hang out, Earl, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Well, you left out my esteemed co-host.
My esteemed. my elder. My elder esteemed co-host.
mild attempt at humor.
Esteemed indeed, man. Thanks for joining me, Earl. Couple of things in this hour. As we wrapped up in the last hour, we had our conservative friend caller talking about, you know, Donald Trump, and we have some texters about this as well. And I'd like to, who was that? I think it was Kevin, right? And Kevin had texted in, and essentially he said, oh, here we go. He said, it doesn't matter what Trump does. You people, I guess that means me, are so blinded by hate for the guy, it will become a negative in your eyes, said Kevin from McGonagall. And I would say, number one, you're totally wrong, Kevin. Absolutely wrong. Because there's for several reasons of that. Number one, hate. It takes so much energy to hate, man. I don't hate the guy. I don't think I hate anybody. You have to have lots of energy to do that. Lots of time to foment. I don't have that. Don't hate the man. I think he's a terrible human being. I wouldn't trust him with my business or with my wife or my daughter. I wouldn't trust him with my car. I wouldn't trust him with anything. And this guy
with
is
garbage.
Right. No, man. He is. I mean, so that's not hate. That's just, you know, I think he's a terrible human being. I think he's in over his head. And the other side of that, if something good comes out of this administration, like what is that? And could I acknowledge that? I think I damn well could. If there is, and I want to be clear on this, if for some reason there is billions of dollars in fraud that is found with this administration's efforts in any program, hell, even the Pentagon, and that's brought to light, and I would hope that if there is fraud and then there is charges, yeah, man, I'm down for that. I don't want people pilfering out of our national treasury, man. You know, I'm okay with that. I think what's going the way this man is going about governing, quote unquote, the way he's going around about business, I think is totally wrong. It's strong headed. He's trying to prove a point. I think he could do the whole thing without the sideshow. You know, I mean, Biden got 10,000 troops to the border from Mexico without causing a stink. You know what I mean? So I think there are ways that things that can be done. I'm totally fine with, you know, improving processes. Okay, that's fine. But that goes on in business. That goes on in everything. You know, automation, AI, these things are going to make, hopefully, governance and business and life more efficient, generally speaking. But that doesn't mean that I want, as Congresswoman Gwen Moore said, to give the guy, like Elon Musk, keys to the servers, man. To what reason? And with no background check, as a special government employee, that, again, Congressman Mark Pocan has put forth legislation to strip that whole thing. I'm down with that. But if there is to be some good, if there was some good, I will acknowledge it. But I don't think, if you look at, like, well, inflation was only 1.5% when, you know, Trump was in office, last time Trump was in office. Yeah, the whole world came to a standstill because of a global pandemic. It's weird how that happened. Then pent-up demand, along with additional government spending, made inflation go up. But what was the recourse? If we don't have the influx of government spending, then what? Then people are just losing out on their jobs? So you have no money, or you got to have some money and you pay higher for goods. There's always a give and take. So we can look back and say, well, this happened, but there were other options that Trump or Biden could have taken that would have had different results. And we had not spent the money and caused some of that inflation. Not talking about the greedflation, which is a real thing. Not talking about supply chain issues, which is a real thing. I'm talking about literally spending the money. If those things did not happen, then we would have had greater unemployment. So there is a trade-off, and folks, you got to remember that. And what was done, the way it was done, was passed by Congress. Two bills, one with some Republican support, the other one with no Republican support, passed by Congress. That's how bills are supposed to work. And the bills that were passed by Donald Trump, hell, man, he sent a lot of that PPP money out, right? That was under Donald Trump. He increased the federal debt by more than anybody. So that's the reality in which we're sitting. I can acknowledge those facts. I'm not saying Donald Trump should not have spent, you know, signed those bills and sent that money out. We needed the stimulus. We needed the money. People weren't working. Those things happen. Let's not forget that. And yeah, there are ramifications. There are repercussions for every single decision being made. And the result of that was higher interest. So if you, Kevin from Aguanago, you think, well, interest, inflation has to go down. Okay. Down to what? Down to 2% of the Fed level? Right now it's about 3. It's 50% higher than the Fed level. And we already got built in the cost when it went up, you know, 5 or 10%. Well, those costs are there now. How would you suggest your president address that? Because he's not doing that, Kevin. He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's done seems to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something to be positive, something positive out of this administration, you know, God help me, Republicans and MAGA, please edify me. Let me know what it is. And then define for me success in this administration before you start jawboning. Because if you can't do that, just say, well, this is great. Trump's doing great things. Listen, he's trying to rule by fiat, by executive order, because he can't get it done through his own Congress. Tell me that's a sign of strength. Tell me that putting up these fake trade wars with Canada and Mexico, tell me that's strength. You know, strength is, you know, walking quietly and carrying a big stick. Remember that? This guy is all jawboning, and then he backs down. And it's the sycophantal Republicans behind him trying to stand up and support every stupid thing that he comes out of his mouth. That's not strength. I'm sorry, Earl. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it. Do you see any yet?
Well, you know, you don't have to apologize, man. You know, my this is a Dominic Sullivan show. But what I will say to you is, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm an older guy. It's like trying to hold your prostate for a long time. And you know, my powder gets dry real quick. But anyway, man, I would say to Kevin, If what they were looking to do was to find waste and then that benefit the American people, I would be all for it. But you can't dismiss Kevin and Dominic and the listening audience that what's behind all of this is at the end of the rainbow is a giant tax cut that needs to be paid for that he's promising. And so they've got to get the money from somewhere, Dominic. Because guess what? They're going to give the wealthiest people in this nation another big tax cut, come hell or high water. It doesn't matter. That's on the table. That's going to happen. Okay? But they're going to have to pay for it. And so where else can they get it? It's got to come from somewhere. But guess where they'll take it from? They'll take it from the suckers, the taxpayers, the American people. Because those people, as if they need a tax cut, Dominic, you're a billionaire. You know what I mean? Your tax cut may wind up being $1 million or $2 million. You're a billionaire. What do you need it for, man? You know what I mean? They're not going to even see the tax break that they get, even though it's going to be, you know, large for us, for billionaires. $5 million, $10 million, whatever you get is not a big deal, but it destroys the nation. And that's what's at the root of this, man. It destroys and hurts people. And so these are cold, callous people who have no concern for other human beings. They should never be in charge of anything.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Earl Ingram. He's joining me up until 6 o'clock. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. Senator Ron Johnson, during the 2017 tax break.
My buddy.
Your man.
My buddy.
Yes, he helped push through this the pass-through change, right, and for like S-Corps and LLCs that were being taxed at different rates, and they wanted to change that. And when Donald Trump did this the first time, and these are the tax cuts that they want extended right now because they did sunset. When that was going on, Ron Johnson, well, he got in there, man. He's like, hey, you know, my company, we're pass-through. We're going to change this. We should be taxed differently. We want to be taxed on personal. We want to be taxed on a corporate rate instead, I believe was the circumstance. Well, and so he convinced Donald Trump of that. And so they put that in the law, and they signed it, and they had that big party out of the White House, and everyone was hanging out and very happy that they just, you know, gave all these billionaires and rich people, all their donors, a big tax cut. But specifically here in the state of Wisconsin, that tax cut benefited the ABC supply, yeah, Hendrix, yeah, right? And I think Uline's as well, to the tune of $250 million, I believe, something along those lines in like 1 or 2 years. It was an outrageous amount for already billionaires. Hendrix is like certainly the richest woman in Wisconsin. She's up there nationwide as well. And what happened? Well, when Ron Johnson had to go run for re-election, they gave like $20 million to the different PACs or organizations, whatever the case may be. They gave, I don't know, call it a 10% finder's fee back to Ron Johnson for his campaign.
A love offering.
Straight up, man. Love offering. that's commission, man. So that's what we're dealing with. And Earl, I hear what you're saying. What do they need it for? Well, I can only think of one thing. They would give it all away for just a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh,
come back with us. Got Earl Ingram joining me today. We got Just PS on the board. A couple more topics. Did you know it is at the National Prayer Breakfast today? Didn't they already do a National Prayer Breakfast? Apparently we have like lots of National Prayer Breakfasts. But anyway, at the National Prayer Breakfast today, Donald Trump said he's going to, I don't know, make it better for white Christian nationalists in this country.
Did he hold up a Bible?
Upside down. Come back with us. When are rich white Christian nationalists gonna get a break in this country? Donald Trump has a plan. Come back with us.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's 4 presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
My stomach hurts again tonight, she says. Crashes on the floor, that's what she cannot tie. Ties it to a door, and if burns it was a catapult, she didn't need her. She did not want to play the
world. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram sticking around with me today. You can do so as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, as mentioned prior to the break, Donald Trump has a plan. He has announced plans today to establish a task force and a presidential commission to protect Christians from religious discrimination. Amen. You know, remember when Trump was in last time and he had that Christian nation ban? Remember? Oh, wait, that was a Muslim ban. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the Christians, man. It's so tough these days. Before I let you go, let's play a little of the sound from Donald Trump, everyone's favorite Christian. I mean, I can't think of anybody more Christ-like than this guy. Let's hear Donald Trump at the prayer breakfast this morning. Cut one, please, Jess.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
What is he talking about? We're going to be religion. My religion's strong. We're going to back.
No, you're talking with way too much emotion and energy.
Bring it back from where?
From the dead?
I guess.
And religion, doesn't religion denote different religions?
I mean, that seems to be the case, but maybe but listen, there's folks out there that believe their religion is the only righteous, rightful one. That's a thing. Let's hear more, because don't you know he's a changed man?
It changed something in me. I feel
the assassination attempt.
I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened. So thank you.
Thank you. We feel much more strongly. What's your favorite Bible verse? Oh, very private.
Very,
to me.
Very personal. I can't pick.
Let's hear more from the unifier in chief. Cut three.
It unifies people. It brings people together. Democrats are going to be able to have lunch again and dinner with Republicans.
But what?
Democrats can't have lunch anymore.
I know. No eating unless you take the sign of the beast. I mean, I'm not clear exactly what you. There will be forced unification.
I don't
religion,
understand.
Because I don't get it. Let's. Oh, here's one. Man, this is why I'm so bummed out all the time. Let's hear cut four.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
That's why you're always so glum.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. This world is bringing me down. You can't be happy without religion. Is there any particular religion we're talking about? I think there might be. Let's hear more. Cut number five, please.
I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal, which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right.
The most fundamental. Remember, do we mention the Muslim flight ban? Right, we did. How does that work with religious liberty? A couple more from Trump, 855-752-4842. Let's see what he says about Pam Bondi, the AG.
I'm signing an executive order to make our attorney general, who's a great person, she's going to be a great attorney general, Pam Bondi, the head of a task force, brand new, to eradicate anti-Christian bias.
When I think of all the ills that plague us, Earl, number one on my list is anti-Christian bias? What?
Huh.
By whom? And what? I mean, I am critical of religion in general. I like to think that I'm critical of all religion, not just Christians, but
you're
all
quite
of it.
Even about
I
it.
I think so. But the anti-Christian bias? The anti-Christian. Okay, a couple more, Earl. I can see you still, man. Hang on tight. Cut number seven, please.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
What other agencies?
Oh, okay. And finally, let's play cut number eight.
The task force will work to fully prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society and to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide.
Ooh.
Mr. Carter.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was definitely some acts of vandalism against some Christians in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
It actually... There was prosecution of it.
Oh, wasn't that
There was.
The Proud Boy.
The Pride Boys.
The Pride Boys. Right. Enrico Tarrio.
That's right.
Was charged and convicted of
vandalizing a black church.
They burned the Black Lives Matter flag.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he also then got convicted for seditious conspiracy, sentenced to over 20 years in jail, and was subsequently pardoned, full pardon, by Donald Trump. And I saw today the run for office. But I digress. Earl. When are rich, white, Christian nationalists going to catch a break in this country, man?
Well, you know, he's feeding them raw meat. And I don't know how you can listen to a man who just several months back said, I'm not a Christian. Those were his words, not mine.
Correct.
And to say that, you know, what we need is religion back in, it's sacrilegious to me. Because, well, number one, here's a man, and what this nation supposedly, when it was created, was to open up the door and not pick one religion, but to give people freedoms to pick and choose what religion they wanted to, and there would be no religious persecution.
Right.
Where's that at? Okay, so when he talks about Christianity, I don't know how many denominations of Christianity there is. There's not unanimity in Christian beliefs, right?
Right.
I mean, there's not.
Of course, but, not.
And to totally dismiss,
just ask Northern Ireland.
I know. And so to totally dismiss all other religions who are Americans. As if what determines who an American is if you're a Christian or not.
Oh, see.
We got some real issues, man.
We do.
That's where this is headed.
Folks, come back with us. More with Earl Ingram Jr., 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The father of a 2-year-old boy who was killed in a skid steer accident in 2021 has taken a plea deal. 43-year-old Caleb Schottschneider of St. Lawrence will face no jail time if the judge accepts the settlement. Schottschneider was originally charged with second-degree reckless homicide and neglecting a child with the consequence of death. If the plea deal is accepted, he will plead guilty to reckless homicide and misdemeanor child neglect. If he completes the terms, which include 1 year of probation, completing a skid steer safety course, and spending a minimum of 10 hours in speaking engagements about the injuries to his children and the death of his son, then the reckless homicide count would be dismissed. Do you know a high school student who's interested in both art and nature? They may want to enter the design competition for next year's state park passes. Melissa Kay has the story.
High school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission passes. This is for all high school-age students in Wisconsin. The artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. He said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He's grateful for all of the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. The design contest is open now through April 30th.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight with the wind dying down, cold though, low near 5 above. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high in the low 20s. Then a winter storm watch for several inches of snow late Friday night into Saturday, a high into the mid-20s. It's 24 right now.
Hey, it's Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and who's ready to jump into an icy cold lake? Come on, it sounds like fun, right? A polar plunge is a Wisconsin rite of passage, and one's coming up sooner than you think. February 22nd at Prokopsky Boat Launch in De Pere. You can join a bunch of other brave and exciting souls who are ready to take the plunge, supporting more than 1,400 athletes of Special Olympics Wisconsin. Go ahead and register now. Go to WGBW.fm, click events to find out how.
Mino and the Mayor.
You know, you're sore when you start working out after you haven't worked. Okay, so no big deal.
Did you stretch before you worked out?
Yeah, big time.
You did not. Yeah, see, that's okay. You stretch before and after. And really, your stretch before and after should equal the time you work out.
Okay, hey, Dad.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We're in the fight.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. working hard on the board and the lines. You can join as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me up until the 6 o'clock hour. You can check his show out right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday. Show this morning, Earl. Thank you for that. One of the other issues we want to talk to now that now we get past the Donald Trump's going to make sure that the Christians in this country are not, not get rid of the anti-Christian bias, because that's the big problem. And I would say this, perhaps there are, because I'm critical, right? I'm critical of all religions, and Christians are not, don't get a pass. And I just kind of think out loud, Earl, when people push back, you talk about religious freedom. Well, my religious freedom is not believing in any of it. And I have the same right to my non-belief as anyone to their belief, you know, and I have friends and family members that are very religious, and most of them don't want a national religion. They kind of get it. You know, they understand they want, you know, their religion in their life and how they practice publicly or privately and all that they're down with, but they don't want any. And I've had specific conversations with very religious family member and friends, members and friends that don't want a national religion, some sort of this is how it is from the government. That's not how it works. People don't want that. And in fact, they recognize that their religion is their religion and everyone else has the same right to theirs, belief or non-belief. Most people that I know kind of think along those terms. Most people that I know believe that I have the right, as I certainly do, of my non-belief, as they have the right of their belief. So Donald Trump addressing an issue that I don't think is actually an issue whatsoever. As you said, Earl, you know, meat to the crew, but we have other things to worry about, in my humble opinion. But here's one, Earl, and this is why credibility matters. This is why when I hear things from this administration, the first thing I say is BS. You know, I just don't be. I just think it's easier. My first reaction. What is my first reaction? It's always no, right? And,
always.
And then when I read something, especially coming from this administration, I'm like, oh, BS. That's it's a natural thing, and it saves me a lot of time. Although my no's usually end up being yeses. So Donald Trump was freaking out, according to the Raw story, as part of a very active morning on True Social. Oh, is that what it was? He was sitting on the pot, tweeting out. I'm sure. He launched a fierce attack against USAID in an all-caps rant that kicked off with a major misspelling. Okay, and here's the all-caps, and I'll see if you... Looks like billions of dollars have been stolen. STOLLEN.
Isn't that like a dessert?
Stolen. Stolen. At USAID and other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a quote-unquote payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats. The left-wing rag, known as Politico, seems to have received $8 million. And he goes on to the New York Times, you know, surmising, wondering out loud, what happened? Who else is getting paid to write good stories about the Dems? I mean, so Politico literally took the time today to respond to the old man who was tweeting out all caps this morning. From Politico, a note to our readers from the CEO, Goli Shikhalslami, editor-in-chief, John Harris. Politico has been the subject of debate on X this week. Some of it has been misinformed. Some of it has been flat-out false. Let's set the record straight. Politico is a privately owned company. We have never received any government funding, no subsidies, no grants, no handouts, not one dime ever in 18 years. Millions of people around the world read our journalism on Politico.com. politico.eu, and in newsletters, it is supported by advertising and sponsorships. Politico Pro is different. It is a professional subscription service used by companies, organizations, and yes, some government agencies. They subscribe because it makes them better at their jobs, helping them track policy, legislation, and regulations in real time with news, intelligence, and a suite of data products. At its core, Politico Pro is about transparency and accountability, shining a light on the work of the agencies, regulators, and policymakers throughout our vast federal government. Businesses and entities within the government find it useful as they navigate the chaotic regulatory and legislative landscape. It's that simple. Most Politico Pro subscribers are in the private sector. They come from across the ideological spectrum and subscribe for one reason: value. And 90% renew every year because they rely on our reporting, data, and insights. Government agencies that subscribe do so through standard public procurement processes, just like any other tool they buy to work smarter and more efficient. This is not funding. It is a transaction. Just as the government buys research, equipment, software, and industry reports, some online voices are deliberately spreading falsehoods. Let's be clear. Political has no financial dependence on the government and no hidden agenda. We cover politics and policy. That's our job. We are so proud of our journalists and so proud of the connection we have with you, our readers. We stand by our work, our values, and our commitment to transparency, accountability, and efficiency. The same principles that drive great journalism and great business. Now, back to work from Politico's CEO and editor-in-chief. Whereas the president this morning was out truthy socialing that they were stealing $8 million from USAID. Earl, do you wonder why the man has no credibility with me?
Well, you know, Dominic, I have a subscription to Politico. I have a subscription to the National Review. I have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. I have a subscription to many different news outlets. And so here's the thing. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants to say. It doesn't matter if there's any truth. You know, why should there be any truth at all? He doesn't have to. I've never seen the person in my life, Dominic. It used to be that if you told a lie, it was something you wanted to cover up. You wouldn't tell the lie in front of everybody. The lie you wanted to keep in dark recesses and in the dark so people would not know. You didn't want people to find out that you were lying. Look, I didn't fall down out of, if you believe in heaven, that's not where I came from. If you believe heaven is in the sky, for those of you who believe that, I didn't fall down from there. I've lied in my life.
Right.
What human being hasn't? But I didn't want people to know I was lying. Here's a man who comes before the world and he knows that he's lying and he's proud of it. Man, that's the thing that I would ask those who believe in him. We've told our children, don't tell a lie. We've taught most people, I don't know how many people tell their children it's all right to lie. But here's the man, the most powerful man in the world, and he can't help it. Everything out of his mouth is a lie. And then when it's proven to be a lie, he doesn't say, oh, well, you got me. Oh, my bad. He just continues to lie, man. What can you say about a person like that?
What can you say about the people who support him that accept that behavior? You know what I mean?
I know.
And that's why the credibility thing I talk about character and credibility, and God, I sound like my old man when I was growing up. He talked about those things, you know? And you know, right, Earl, we all fail in some way at some time, you know, no doubt about it, man. And we all
including Donald Trump.
I mean, hey, easy now. But But it is, it's continual, and it's right out front. And I just don't, you know, if it were, you know, if you and I, Earl, were sitting here and this, and we had a relationship like this, and I lied to you all the time about everything, and maybe once in a while,
I wouldn't be hanging around.
No, hell no, right? No, absolutely not. So you, as I grew up, and my parents taught me, you know, number one, you represent this family.
Yes.
What do you mean I do? Oh, this sounds like a lot of responsibility. I don't want. And number two, you are, you know, who you hang out with. You are, that is who you become. You're right. Good, bad, or indifferent. You are judged by the people you hang out with. You can be influenced by those folks. Hey, if all your friends jump off a bridge, you're going to do it too. Right. That kind of thing. These are, you know, the basis of where I come from these days, character. And I can't, again, character matters. Why does it matter? Because when you have a guy like Donald Trump in there, or, you know, pick your lunatic liar, you can't believe what they tell you. You can't believe what they tell you. And maybe sometimes, as Kevin from one of our callers, Kevin McGuanago. Yes, thank you. He does something good. You're never going to admit it. You're blind by the hate, which is not true. But how would I know if he was telling the truth, Earl? I mean, I can't. I cannot. Because my defense mechanism for, you know, sanity is to dismiss everything he says until it is proven beyond a doubt. Beyond a doubt.
It's a horrible thing that I believe people at face value. You can't live life and thinking that every time somebody's talking to you that they're lying. And so you have to trust and believe in people until they put you in a situation. You got to think of the best in people. I like you, man. I don't hate anybody in the world. I don't waste my time hating somebody. Hate destroys the hater. So when you're sitting around hating somebody, imagine sitting around hating somebody, Dominic, and that person that you're hating is out having a good time. Hey, you know, Dominic, I can't. I'm sitting at home. Dominic is out having a few, you know, and smiling, having a good time, and I'm hating Dominic. I mean, what kind of insanity is that, man?
Right.
Even with Donald Trump, man, if there's anybody that I would hate, if I did hate somebody, he would be a person that would almost lead me to want to do that, but I'm not going to destroy myself.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to change that man. But it is amazing to me that people who continue to support him in the face of what they know is wickedness. Right?
Right.
They know that, man. I get cats who call, man, and they say the same thing. They're supporting Donald Trump all the way, come hell or high water, it doesn't matter, you know. And then that man who's, I don't think, well, he's probably been in the church or two, but, you know, if you looked into a dictionary or an encyclopedia and there was a picture of, fictitious picture of who the devil would look like, wouldn't he, if you could figure in your mind who the devil, he kind of would resemble him.
You know, and the makeup jobs these days, they're getting worse. Kevin says, talking about lying, your Democrat Party lied to you about Biden's decline, but no one wants to admit it. You know, like I said, Kevin, I'd have voted for him if it was weakened at Bernie's. And certainly those folks around him, his immediate circle, I would say they were not forthcoming in the circumstance. But I'm sorry, Kevin from Iguanago, and all my Republican and MAGA friends who are texting the hell out of me right now. You don't get to have a say in this because you support one of the biggest liar POSs there is, man. Period. Full stop. And so forgive me, just like Representative Gwen Moore bum rushing the speaker's office. You know, you don't get to have any say about that either because you guys attacked the Capitol. You see how this works? You lost your credibility when you support somebody who acts like that. So now it's on every single one of you all the time. So if and when things get bad or things get worse or do not improve the way you think they should, you have yourself to blame for that because you support a guy who can't stop lying. And come on. And for the record, I want to just throw this before we go to break. The opposite of love is not hate. It's apathy. And I'm not apathetic. I'm very passionate about all of this. Folks, come back with us. One final segment. You know what you got to do? You know how we roll around here. Tell us something good. We'll end on a positive note. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay
or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 855-752-4842. You know, we like to do this thing at the end of the show, wrapping it up with something good and on a positive note. Brian from Milwaukee, he texted and said, I had a job interview today. Smiley face. Yeah, man. Way to go, Brian. I hope you get the job if you want it. Appreciate you playing along, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, you got anything you wanna share? Anything good you wanna, you know, lift up the audience with today?
Yeah, man. I was earlier this afternoon. I was at Milwaukee Public Schools school board, and three great, you know, candidates for the next superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools were there, and it is good to see that there are no saviors, but there certainly were some people who I was very impressed with, who seemed to have a great understanding of what it's going to take to turn around a district that has been flailing and suffering for a long time. So I'm excited that they picked three people who are worthy of, you know, taking on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful, man. So yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Right on. Earl Ingram telling us something good. Eric from South Owasa, he says, on a positive note, the FBI and CIA will be weakened to the point of incompetence that we live in the Red Dawn, then we can say, ha ha, told you so. Red Dawn, come on, man. I remember that movie. I don't want to live that. The Russians came and attacked us, man. That was terrible. That was frightening. Wolverines! 855-75-CIVIC. How about you, Jess? You got anything? This is all your idea, girl. You got anything good you want to share?
I do have something all good. Right. Last night, my husband was recording some music with his band, and I was just able to listen to it upstairs, and it was really lovely because the world's kind of crazy, and taking a little bit of time to make music,
yeah,
that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
You got something good?
I do. We got a caller, and I'll share. I got a couple. Let's get to Charles from Milwaukee. You can be like Charles, 855-752-4842. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. So first of all, Dom, that your number was wrong. It's not 50,000 for 50 million. He bumped it up to 100 million.
Oh, wow.
100?
So, yeah, all it's right. 100 million. He said it the other day, yes. And my good thing is today they finally announced where the Transplant Games of America will be held for 2026, Denver, Colorado. So pretty exciting news in the transplant world if you participate in the Transplant Games.
Tell me more about that, Charles. I'm not familiar.
I'm a board member with Team Wisconsin, and it's like the Olympics for transplant recipients. Living donors, donor families, and recipients. And so they have everything from ballroom dancing to Lyrics for Life, if you can sing, basketball, track and field, swimming, tennis, pickleball, cornhole. So, it's pretty cool. It's just like the Olympics. They have an opening ceremony, and they light a cauldron.
That's fantastic.
They actually announced. Yeah, where the 26 games will be. So pretty exciting.
Oh, awesome, Charles. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, Charles, before you go, man, call me tomorrow. I want to talk with you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, all tune right. in. Earl. Right, thank thank you, Charles. Or you can listen to Earl tomorrow, Monday through Friday. In fact, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Charles, for that. What a wonderful thing. I didn't even know
that's beautiful.
And you know, folks, be a donor. You know, I mean, when you're dead and gone,
yeah. You ain't going to be using it.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Dominic, I'm a donor. I don't understand why people aren't.
Exactly. Right? So, yes. And folks, that's great. Thank you, Charles, for that. 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb, he says something good. Good luck, Brian. Well, Brian texted and said he got a job interview, so that's good. We'd love to hear that. Andrew from Maine, he chimes in. Something good? An extra 2 hours of Jess. Powerfully sassy today and working through my first week at a new job. Well done, sir. And they keep inviting me back.
Andrew.
They didn't change the locks on you, Andrew. That's a good start. Mark from the SAC, since we all start as female in the womb, doesn't that make us all trans? Says Mark from the SAC. maybe we didn't even get to that topic today.
We didn't.
But we'll save that one.
All right, Dom, tell us something good.
All right. Couple things. Number one, good thing. I am taking tomorrow off. It's good for me. But let me tell you why it's good for you. Because James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review, broadcast here on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m., he is going to slide in to this chair, and you will be with him tomorrow. So that is great news for you, and it's good news for me because I got a day off. And the other thing, I don't know if you folks know this, I'm kind of an athlete. I think I'm an athlete. And I've been struggling with this like tennis elbow in both my arms. I don't know if it's from the working out or the typing and all that. So I went yesterday, and I got needled. I don't know if you know this. It's like taking like a little thin needles
and acupuncture needles.
And you stick them into the muscles and the tendons in the area, and you try to get them to trigger and get some blood flow and some healing. And I've been struggling for like a year with this thing. I'm working out, stretching, not working out. And I went in and saw Dr. Steph yesterday, and I'm already several 25% better. I mean, I'm feeling going to keep on doing it, keep the maintenance, keep it working out. So, yeah, I'm slowly feeling a little bit, got some strength back in my hands, feeling young again. Hey, I want to thank Earl Ingram. Thank you so much, my man. You can check his show out tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Jess. And for an extra 2 hours of Jessity, all you Civic Media listeners, you are lucky. Now, stick around. Pete Schwab with Nightlight is coming up next. I will see you folks on the radio on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
It is too common here, heart disease, and we're talking about it in the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. It's also Heart Month. The health facts and tips you need to know.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ICE agents are ramping up immigration raids in cities and communities across the country. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, in an interview with ABC News, says out of 14,000 arrests so far, roughly 76% were criminals, he says, targeted under the deportation policy.
Where the collateral arrests happen when we're looking for the bad guy, and we find others with them. And we have told ICE officers they're going to enforce the law.
The midnight deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout or risk being fired has now been extended until at least Monday. A federal judge issued that temporary block to hear arguments in the case. A dozen states say they will file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, headed by Elon Musk. That suit aimed at limiting Musk's access to government payment systems and personal data. Utility company Southern California Edison stated in a report to regulators its equipment may have sparked last month's Hearst fire in L.A. County. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa